We're going to be talking about a biblical self-image or extreme makeover heart edition. Don't you love watching the extreme makeover programs? I do. They're so much fun. I watched Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I can't even tell you how much money it cost me. Because, you know, I thought, if they could do that to their house, why can't I? And then, of course, I forgot that theirs is free, and I have to pay for mine. So it's brilliant. All right, I'm just going to say this once. You're going to get used to me all week long, but I'm just saying this one time, okay? I'm from California. And I have never been so cold in all my life. It's astonishing. I don't know how you live here, if you live here. It's been astonishingly cold. I flew into Chicago on Tuesday. I had business with some publishers there. And then on Wednesday, we drove down to South Bend where... Oh, where, yeah, good, good. Love it. Drove down there. Oh, are you kidding? And, I mean, my friend, I'm kind of a moron, and so my friend said to me before I left, she said, now, take these are like silk long underwear, right? She said, take them, you're going to wear them. I said, oh, come on, my awareness, stop. She said, oh, no, wear them. So now my question is, how many days in a row can you wear them before it's considered inappropriate? That's what I want to know. Yeah. It's like, better wash those puppies. I don't know. Okay, we are going to talk about what we're supposed to think about ourselves. And this is something that we all struggle with. I just don't know anyone who doesn't struggle in some way with this. My comments tonight are going to be primarily focused to women, toward women, and I'm going to assume that women are the people that most of you counsel, and so I want to give this to you to try to help them. I think that the way we think about ourselves is something that is so important, and yet we very rarely really look at it. So I want to encourage you to think about, okay, how can I use this in my counseling ministry with other women? And not only that, ask yourself some questions about what do you think of yourself? And I'm going to be very personal. I was speaking down at Martha Peace's church a number of years ago, and some women came up to me after one of the sessions, and they said, we were talking about you. No, wait, in Alabama. No, in Georgia. We were talking about you, and we decided you are meddlesome. So I hope to be really meddlesome tonight, but let me tell you, first of all, that I would like to say to you that I have got this all together, okay? So just talk to me. I am the professional at having a biblical self-image. The reality, of course, is that I'm standing up here freaking out, thinking what a moron I am. So we're all on the same page, okay? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you that everything that needs to be said about us has been said by you for our good. We thank you that you have not left us to try to figure out who we are in the grand scheme of redemptive history, but instead, Lord, you have spoken very clearly about how we should think about ourselves. And yet, Lord, so much of our time, I know so much of my time is taken up with futility and wondering and fussing and trying so hard to be something other than what you've created me to be. Father, I pray that you would speak through me tonight. Holy Spirit, we invite you to speak through me and into the hearts of everyone who is listening. We pray, first of all, that you would exalt the Son. Cause us to love Jesus Christ more when we are finished tonight than we do even now. And may everything we think about ourselves and everything we think about other people be riveted to the gospel. Cause us to love you, to be humble before you, to rejoice in your presence. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. One of those places where I really, really hate doing things that I'm just dreadful at is this thing. I never touch the remote at home. It's my husband's sacred instrument. And I'm really dreadful at this, but we'll try. Okay. Ephesians 3:17-19. Being rooted and grounded in love may have, but you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. As we talk about your self-image tonight, or the self-image of the women you counsel, as we talk about what needs to happen in our hearts, the primary focus that I want you to go away with is how great God's love for you in Christ is. That is the only thing that matters. Okay, now I'm gonna hammer this for a minute. The only thing that matters about you or about me is that we have been loved by God in Christ. We have been loved. And all of the striving and scratching and pushing and demanding that we do to try to prove that we are loved or get love or seek after other people's approval all pales. It's futile in relationship to the way we have been loved by God in Jesus Christ. You want to be filled with the fullness of God? Know how much you are loved by God. Know how much you are loved by God. Now listen, I've been a biblical counselor for almost 20 years, and I'm all about confronting, and I'm all about being nuthetic. And please don't assume I'm not. I am. But there is something that I think that we miss sometimes, perhaps it's just me, that we miss when we're talking to people. We miss the fact that they, this person, this soul who is sitting in front of me, if they are in Christ, they have been immeasurably loved by God. They have been so loved by God in Christ that we'll never even understand it. You want to know what you're going to do in heaven? Figure out how much Jesus loves you. And every day, you're going to say, oh, look, look how he loved me. I never knew. That's what heaven's going to be like, that discovery of joy and love day by day. So what I want to do, just if you don't go in away with anything else tonight, go away with this. Everything you need to know about your self-image has been said to you on the cross. Everything you need to know about who you are has been said to you on the cross. That is shorthand for saying in the whole gospel message. In the incarnation, sinless life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, everything that you need to know about yourself has already been said. So let's talk about your self-image. And as you talk with women who seem to be really struggling.